With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump's legal team, citing executive privilege, is asking a Florida judge to dismiss the criminal case charging Mr. Trump with illegally holding on to classified documents. Looking to punish Russia for the war in Ukraine and the death of dissident Alexei Navalny, the Biden administration is imposing hundreds of new sanctions on Russia, and a Russian ally is also being targeted.
The White House says those forthcoming sanctions on Iran are in retaliation for its arms sales that have bolstered Russia's invasion of Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby also issued a new warning to Iran that providing ballistic missiles to Russia would be met with even more sanctions and a swift and severe response.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, they spread the word in speech and song. And former President Trump assures the nation's religious broadcasters,
"We're going to save this country. It will be thanks to the men and women like you, like the people in this audience, and we are represented by the best, the people who make God's work your work. God's work, your work. That's what you do, and I want to thank you all. Incredible job. Thank you very much."
Mr. Trump addressing the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville last evening. AT&T is putting to rest speculation over the cause of yesterday's nationwide cell phone outage, saying it was not the result of a cyber attack, but it was, according to AT&T, a technical issue. A privately owned lander has touched down on the moon, marking America's return to the lunar surface after more than 50 years. Following his release pending trial, Alexander Smirnov has been rearrested, the ex-FBI informant accused of lying about a Biden family bribery scheme. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 32 points, NASDAQ futures down 20. This is SRN News. Most teachers don't want transgenderism in the classroom.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 50% of public school teachers working grades K through 12 do not believe the concept of so-called gender identity should be taught at all. Another 14% say if it is taught, students should be told their gender is fixed at birth. That leaves only 33% of public school teachers who believe kids should be taught they can live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Engagements are ticking up after a pandemic-driven slowdown, and experts think there will be a surge in marriages in the U.S. this year. Experts say that would be good news for children who do better in two-parent homes than in single-parent ones. Marriage also makes economic sense. 32% of kids living with a single parent are in poverty, compared to just 8% of those whose mom and dad are married. Still, nearly 30% of American kids live in single-parent homes today. This is SRN News. Working from home? Mind your own business.
A Houston man has pleaded guilty to securities fraud for trading on inside information from his wife's conversations while both were working from home. His wife worked as a mergers and acquisition manager at oil and gas conglomerate BP and was working on a proposed deal. After Tyler Loudon learned that BP was planning to acquire a truck stop and travel center company, he bought more than 46,000 shares of that company before the merger was announced. The stock soared almost 71%. He then sold the stock immediately for a gain of $1.76 million. His sentencing is scheduled for May 17th, where he faces up to 5 years in federal prison. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Federal investigators say the city of Pittsburgh did not adequately maintain or fix a bridge, resulting in that span collapsing into a ravine more than 2 years ago. More details at SRNNews.com.